Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel. Talking about this Jesse Ridgway, this American YouTuber who a few months ago announced that his wife was pregnant with their child, their first child. I don't know whether they were having a girl or a boy. Saw the video speculating when they found out whether their child is a girl or a boy. And his wife is Ashley. So he's been on YouTube for about 10 years, got millions of followers. He's far, far bigger than I will ever be, and some of the more fascinating, engaging videos, and I would agree with them on a few things. But anyway, then they had testing done on their daughter, a son. Prenatal testing revealed that their child had trisomy 21, maybe mispronounced that, commonly called Down syndrome, okay, as in discovered by John Langdon Down, a British doctor in the 19th century. So the child's born with the epicanthic folds, not the problem, with only two palmar creases, not three, but often with a very low cognitive ability and so on. So they decided that they would murder their child. And then they said that this was a difficult decision. They're still speculating to find out whether their child was their daughter or their son. And they did use the word baby. And they went ahead and they murdered their daughter or son. And they're boasting about it on YouTube, saying it's a difficult decision. Well, I don't care whether you call it difficult or easy. It's still murder. Yeah, so don't do it. They did at least have the decency not to pretend it was anything to do with the mother's health. And of course, his wife is a mother, was a mother. It doesn't erase motherhood, the fact that you've murdered your child. I'm too young for motherhood, not ready for motherhood. You already are a mother. It's too late for that. You know, it doesn't change the fact that you were a mother. Pregnancy is motherhood because this woman already has her own child. Okay, that's why pregnancy is known as maternity. Another word for motherhood, a maternity unit she goes to even before she gives birth, you know, wearing maternity dresses. Women referred to mother's units when they were pregnant. She was with child in common parlance. So her daughter or son did nothing wrong. This baby, you know, he or she was not going to be incredibly intelligent, but so what? Had the same right to life as everybody else, had never committed any crime, and got the most severe punishment known to man. That in many countries, we don't inflict even on the most sadistic mass murderers. And that's what that baby got. Okay, so this child was not part of the mother's body. This child was surrounded by the mother's body, and it was nothing to do with healthcare. We know that pregnancy is not a disease. And indeed, most women want to become pregnant at least once in their lives. And many women choose to go through it many times. So clearly, it's not a disease. It's not going to kill her. There was no risk to her health. Now, if she discovered she was pregnant when she doesn't want to be pregnant, now that might be make it a little bit sad and so on. Stressful, stress or depression, that's not sufficient grounds for murder. If I stress you out, if I make you feel sad, no, you don't have the right to kill me as a response. And you certainly don't have the right to do it to your own child. And why is she pregnant in the first place? Because she wanted to be. And even when a woman becomes pregnant not wanting to be, when she's consensual and engaged in sex, she's done something which she knows can lead to pregnancy. So the mother and the father created the situation is for them to deal with. These parents thought they couldn't bring up a Down syndrome child. They don't have to. They could give this child up for adoption. Not ideal, but far preferable to murder, don't you think? Wow. So much for equality. Right to life equality. That applies to the youngest as well as the oldest, to the weakest as well as the strongest, to the disabled as well as the able-bodied. So you see how discriminatory it is. They say it was a private medical decision. Well, murder is not a private matter. Moreover, you've made it public to encourage it. You know, it'll bring in hits and so on. Are they sort of rage baiting? And of course, many of the abortion industry are applauding the murder of their child, feeling sorry for them. Now, these two have got a lot of hate mail. They've apparently got death threats and so on. So they are thoroughly evil and absolutely vile. Just psychopathic, speaking so calm about it, as though murdering their daughter or son is no big deal. I mean, they're not too young to be parents by any means. They're not lacking in money out of sheer selfishness. They murder their child because they hate the disabled. It's the cruelest possible thing imaginable. You know, I don't know what method was used to murder their daughter or son. You know, this girl or boy, he or she was a human being, as human as the parents, as human as I am. He or she was alive. They're unable to murder the child because he or she was alive. You know, because you can't stop a heartbeat if there was never a heartbeat in the first place. You cannot stop respiration if there was no respiration in the first instance. He or she was a separate individual with a separate DNA fingerprint, second fingerprint, footprint, iris print, maybe from different blood group from his or her mother, and so forth. Different parents from his or her mother, and so on. Wow. was thinking, have brain waves after a few months. So this is murder. So it's no imposition to advocate for the rights of those who cannot advocate for themselves. It's an imposition of their view, of their hateful, inhumane, cruel and barbaric worldview that they murdered their daughter or son for solely selfish reasons. It's vile. It proves what a sick society most countries are, a return to barbarism and infanticide of murdering disabled people. Wow, this is arbitrary limit. You know, imagine if it's done to any other group of society. It's okay to murder people over the age of 50, or to murder bisexual people, or to murder people who wear glasses. There's one category of people. No, we do it to the most vulnerable of all, those who cannot defend themselves, who cannot run away. You think of the power imbalance between a defenseless child and the medical profession. And they have the judiciary, the army, the navy, the air force, the police, politicians on their side. Is the powerful against the weak, using their power for this act of sexual violence, the most extreme act of sexual violence. And the violence is sexual because it's inextricably connected to sexual behavior. So these two are the foulest specimens on the face of the earth. Now, I would not condone sending death threats to these people. You know, I feel no sympathy from them whatsoever. They deserve everything they get. You know, if I had my way, if we had justice, if I were a judge, I would not give them the death penalty, even if I was empowered to do so. I would give them life imprisonment. But if they pleaded guilty, I would reduce it to 40 years. If they were remorseful and engaged in good work, good behavior in a penitentiary, if I had the power to do so, I set them free after perhaps 20. So anyway, do what you can to prevent the mass murder of children. Is over 73 million children murdered every single year by the abortion industry. There is no limit to their bloodlust. They want it more. They want the few protections for some categories of children to be removed. They want girls, they want boys to be slaughtered. If it was 100 million a year, if it was 200 million a year, if it was 300 million a year, they would go for that. If they could murder every single last child in utero, they would do it. If it was the annihilation of the human race, they would do it. Because it's a choice. That is no defense to say it's a choice. You know, rape is a choice. It doesn't make it right. Pedophilia is a choice. It does not make it right. Okay. Wife beating is a choice. It does not make it right. As for bodily autonomy, what about the autonomy of that child? She or he had a separate body to her or his mother, was surrounded by this mother, was dependent on this mother, but was a completely separate person. And indeed, after some point, could be taken out and live in an incubator. Babies in incubators are dependent. Should they be killed? I don't think so. You know, people with oxygen tanks, a lot of people are dependent. Anyway, do what you can to save babies. Thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.